You're listening to a very special edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. In this edition, part one of two, we take you to the headquarters of Teamsters Local 237 to participate, along with an audience of over 200 people, in the installation of officers to this, the largest Teamsters Local in the nation. Here's Master of Ceremonies and Vice President at Large, George Miranda.
Good morning. We are here today to install the Executive Board at Teamsters Local 237 and President Gregory Floyd. You may not know that Local 237 is the largest Teamster local in the nation. It's also one of our most diverse. The over 23,000 men and women that make up this local do some of New York City's and Long Island's most important jobs. They keep our kids safe at school, they protect our hospitals, and they manage a public housing system with as many residents as the city of Atlanta. They need a strong union to ensure they can do their jobs well and provide for their families. I have seen Greg and Local 237's executive board lead this local to important victories for its members. And I am confident that this local will only grow stronger in the years ahead. I now want to just acknowledge some of the dignitaries and electeds that are here today. If they could just stand briefly, I would appreciate. Some will be speaking later. We have with us Scott Stringer, New York City Comptroller. We have Ben Callows, New York City Council Member. Ruben Diaz Jr., Bronx Borough President. New York State Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon. We have Robert Jackson, New York State Senator. We got Thomas DiNapoli, New York State Comptroller. We have Mario Salento, who's the President of New York State AFL-CIO. We got Vinny Alvarez, President, New York Central Labor Council, New York City. We have Hazel Dukes, President, New York State NAACP. Of course, we've got Peter King, Congress member. Peter, big Peter. We also have with us Alan Taylor, New York Assemblyman. New York State, there he is. And we have Joseph Adabo, New York State Senator. There he is at the door. To begin today's ceremony, let's welcome Lieutenant Wanda Carrington and Sergeant Mildred Palmer from the Human Resources Administration Police Color Guard for the presentation of colors, and Local 237 School Safety Agent Christopher Gaines, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we go, I neglected to mention that Gail Brewer, our Manhattan Borough President, is also with us. Thank you, Christopher. Now we're going to kick things off with some music. Please welcome Chanel Grayson, Deputy Director of Local 237's Department of Education and Training, for a musical presentation.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see? A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me. Mm-hmm. the place I work in, the worker by my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out. That's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand or the house a mile tall, the wedding in the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a-growing for 240 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see. But especially the people, that's America to me. Ooh, that's America to me. Thank you.
That was super, right? We are also joined by Reverend Robert Royale for the invocation. Please welcome the Reverend Royale.
Wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing, take someone's hand. And repeat these words after me. I don't know about you, but if you think you're the only one looking good in here, please take a good look at me. To President Hoffer, to President Floyd, and to the trustees of Local 237, I'm privileged to be here today. So I thank God for this moment. Let us pray. Father God, we give thanks and praises to your holy and righteous name. For we've come at this moment, this hour, this day, just to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives. Father God, we stand tall on the legacy of James R. Hoffer, who gave us a union that we can say we're so thankful and proud of. Father God, as we come this day, we come ever mindful of the madness that pervades throughout the city and this nation. And pray, Father God, at this day and all other days that we go forward. We go forward in the name of victory. Let us say amen. Amen. Let us say amen. Amen. And thank the Lord we did that without a collection.
Thank you, Reverend. You certainly did. In a moment, we will hear from the leader of Local 237. Gregory Floyd has been a Teamster for over 2 decades. He worked his way up from police officer at the Health and Hospital Corporation to captain, into the leadership at his union. For the past 12 years, Greg has presided over Teamsters Local 237 with distinction. I have also had the honor of serving alongside Greg at the Joint Council and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters Executive Boards. You can see and hear Greg's leadership on all the issues that affect his members, whether it's safety in public schools, the state of repair in public housing, or conditions in the city's homeless shelters. That is the leadership that Greg is known for, and the strength that Local 237 is also known for. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a round and a big welcome, obviously, and congratulations to Local 237 President Gregory Floyd.
Thank you. Before I begin my remarks, I'm reminded by one of my oldest friends and one of our longest-serving union members who I didn't realize what was going on until he came up to me and said, "I'm so proud of you," Kenneth Fox. He's been a good friend over the years. When I started my career here, Kenneth Fox was there always giving me guidance, counseling. It's hard to believe, but 5 years has passed since I stood here in the same spot to be sworn in by a General President Hoffa. It's illustrated by the picture over here. And although I still have the same feeling and pride, so much has changed in the world around us. And in so many ways, things have not changed for the better. I feel though we live in a different city, actually. We live in a different America. We've gotten colder toward one another. To some degree, we've become less sensitive to human suffering. As illustrated on 7th Avenue when a woman threw bleach in another woman's face last night. The headlines bombard us with stories of gun violence, homeless, hunger, predators of every kind. We feel badly, but for so many of us, just haven't given up on hope that things could turn around. Added to that, our standards for what is acceptable or normal behavior have become less normal to me and less acceptable. Behavior that would have resulted in at least a summons, like when some students bring bags of marijuana into schools, that students won't even get a slap on the wrist. Now the big case is the young child who was beaten and it was on videotape. The policies have led to violence in our schools and there's an epidemic there. And one other thing that has really changed over the last 5 years is the image of labor unions. Today, union bashers and busters have expanded. Now we're not just fighting the corporate 1% and elected officials who try to do their bidding. We're also fighting within our own base. Many who wrongly claim that we're not aggressive enough, progressive enough, that they think they could do a better job. To them, I say, check the facts and read the history books. We fought the big fights and won. The 40-hour work week, safety guarantees, health benefits, paid vacation, and $15 minimum wage. Those are among our 10 commandments, but they have become practice, policy, law, because of the push by the unions, and simply is no substitute for labor unions. And that's why we're here today. It's not just our victory at Local 237. We're here to celebrate roles of all unions play in improving lives and working men and women. Labor helped build America's middle class. Labor helped fulfill the promise and the American dream. Now we're continuing that fight to ensure that our own children and grandchildren are a part of it. So on behalf of the executive board, I want to thank you for sharing in this important day with us. And I also want to especially thank our members for the confidence they've instilled in us by electing us and re-electing us to these positions. And I also want to thank our president, Jim Hoffa, for being here today. But before I leave the podium, I see a dear friend who's a senator, Joseph Addabbo. You'll go through Queens and you'll see at least four centers that his father built that still has his name on it. Now, Joe, in my heart, has a very special place because when he was in the city council, he did something really, really nutty and strange. He had a hearing for us for civil service status for school safety agents. That was the foundation that we needed to file our lawsuit for equal pay for school safety because they were not civil servants. That was the first step, and I want to thank him for that. And then, of course, you needed political support. You needed community support, and our dear friend Hazel Dukes was there by our side. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Please give a warm welcome to our senior senator from the state of New York, Chuck Schumer, who's here. I'll call you in a second. We are honored today to be joined today by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters General President James P. Hoffa. Under President Hoffa's leadership, the Teamsters are America's strongest union. Please welcome President Hoffa, who will install the offices of Local 237.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Chuck, good to see you. Thank you all. It seems amazing, it was just 5 years ago, and we see the picture on the wall, that we were here to install the officers, and much has happened, as Greg said. This local union is really a shining example of what can be done. Under Greg's leadership, it has grown, it has been strong, and has represented its members and brought them to new heights. Hats off to you, Greg. Great job. Great job. You know, I have a chance to administer the oath a lot of times. And really, this is a good time right now because, you know, we're at the beginning of a new year. We have a new term, and it's a time of recommitment to talk about where we've been and what we've done. Greg has been through a tough election, a lot of people go through elections. And when you come out and reflect on it, you say, what did we learn? And as we administer our oath, we start talking about, you know, this is like redoing your marital vows. You're talking about, do we believe in our oath? And the oath is so important. Every time I administer the oath, I think of something new. I think of the ideas about we're basically representing our members with regard to their needs and goals. That's in there. And when we talk about it, we have to be sincere about it because we really think about every day when we go to work, how can we make this better? As I said, this is a new year, a good time to recommit ourselves to say we're Teamsters. And what can we do to be stronger? What can we do, all of our political friends here, to do a better job? All of us get a little jaded in our work because we work so hard, and we have successes, and we have failures, and we do this. But the answer is, do we keep going on and on and on? And I think that's what's so important. And that's why I'm so proud that we're here. But it's a time to look in the mirror to say, okay, how can I do better? Every day when you get up in the morning, you look in there and you say, I want to do a better job for the members. I want to go out and represent our members. That's what this is about, and that's what the oath is about. This is a great opportunity for us right now. We realize that we members are growing. We've got to be strong. And under the battles that we have right now, as Greg said, who would have thought we could do $15 an hour? Remember they said that couldn't be done? Well, we did it, and you did it here in New York. Unbelievable. New York leads the nation, and that's what we've got to keep doing. You do it right there. And he's a great leader I'm so proud to have to be president of the union and to administer this oath. So let's go ahead and do it. Bring up the executive board. Great honor for me to do this. And we'll be doing it 5 years from now. We'll just keep doing this. I love it. Greg's not going anywhere, man. He's our guy. All right, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, say your name.
Do sincerely promise.
Upon my honor as a trade unionist and a Teamster. That I will faithfully use all of my energies and abilities. To perform the duties of my office for the ensuing term. As prescribed by the Constitution and bylaws of this union. As an officer of this great union, I will at all times. Act solely in the interest of our members. Devote the resources of our union to furthering their needs and goals. And work to maintain a union that is free of corruption. To preserve and strengthen democratic principles in our union. And to protect members in all dealings with employers. I will never forget it is the members who put me here. And it is members whom I will serve. I further promise that I will faithfully comply with and enforce. The Constitution and laws of the International Union. And the bylaws of this union. That I will at all times by example. Promote harmony and preserve the dignity of this union. I also promise at the close of my official term. I will promptly deliver any money or property of this union in my possession. To my successor in office. Let's hear it for him. Stand up. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to part one of this very special edition of Reaching Out, highlighting the installation of officers to the nation's largest Teamsters local, Local 237, with over 23,000 members. The ceremony took place on Friday, January 17th at Local 237's headquarters and was attended by over 200 guests and dignitaries. During the ceremony, Gregory Floyd took the oath of office to continue his stellar work as president of Local 237. Be sure to tune in next week for part two. In the week to follow, we'll sit down with Greg as he talks with some of the notables that participated in the ceremony. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd.